I'm David Brancaccio. Because Republicans and Democrats plan to get back to negotiations today, we can't tell you exactly what is in the approximately $900 billion COVID relief package that might or might not gel in the coming hours. We know it won't address funding for cash-strapped state and local governments or stop businesses from getting sued over the handling of the virus, but there would be money sent to people through various routes. Mark Goldwine is Senior Vice President and Senior Policy Director for the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
Well, there's still ongoing negotiations, but it sounds like the checks portion could be $600 a person, $700 per person. The president's been asking for $1,200 to $2,000. But it sounds like the negotiators are closer to that $600 range.
And then the feds might top up the state unemployment benefits again, but just not quite at the level they were.
So remember back during the CARES Act, for a period of time, unemployment benefits had an extra $600 a week. That was really quite massive. This time they're talking about more like an extra $300 a week.
And not forever, for 10 weeks possibly, maybe?
First we heard 16 weeks, then we heard 10 weeks. Negotiations are ongoing. But it sounds like, you know, into March or possibly into April.
You think 10 weeks is what? Maybe a little short, I think, is what you're thinking was?
Well, what we really need in this package is a bridge to when the weather is warmer and the vaccines are disseminated, which your guess is as good as mine, but I think it's probably into April or possibly the beginning of May. Not when everyone is vaccinated, but when things are at least going in the right direction in terms of normalizing. And so, yeah, I'm looking for a package that could get us to April or May.
Mark Goldwine, Senior VP and Senior Policy Director for the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. Thank you so much.
Glad to be here.